Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Britt Garland, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Thank you. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, I will be reading an excerpt from the Book of Belonging by Mariko Clark. Sunlight combed through date palms and olive branches, striping the lazy rivers of the Jordan River. Below the surface, the catfish swam, dipping and darting past the ankles of the man above. John was a familiar shadow to them. He was a friend of God and a relative of Jesus. He lived in the wilderness, that place of quiet closeness, and spoke true words to God's people. His voice echoed from above the water, calling, always calling for God's people to get ready. Something new is happening, he called. A rescuer's coming. Come, wash off those untrue names you've believed and trust God's good names for you. Repent, turn from your sins and return to God, where you belong. And many people did. They came and dunked under the water and put their hope in God. John reminded them that trusting God's names should change their actions too. Be a blessing. If you have two cloaks, give one to someone with none. Do the same with your food. Don't use your power to harm. Don't cheat or steal. One day, a man stepped into the water to be baptized. John gasped. He knew this man. It was the baby the angels and shepherds had celebrated, all grown up, the great rescuer. It was Jesus. But what is Jesus doing here? John wondered. I should be coming to you for cleansing, John sputtered. Why would you come to me? But Jesus assured John that it was all part of God's dream of belonging. So John trusted Jesus, and into the water Jesus went. Dunking under for a moment, Jesus was gone, beneath the water with the catfish in the quiet. Along the riverbanks, the people watched and waited. But Jesus burst to the surface again, and suddenly it was as though the world around him split open. It was as if the date palms and the olive branches in the riverbank peeled back to show a glimpse of heaven, God's world. Like a grin breaking open with joy, like a door creaking to reveal a room full of wonders, light and love poured out. God's spirit emerged and like a bright and beautiful dove, shimmered and settled upon Jesus, seeming to light him from the inside. As the crowd looked on with gaping mouths, they heard a noise that filled the horizon, calmed the waters, and danced among their cells and sinews. It was warm and familiar, like all their very best stories and memories. It was the voice of God. This, the voice sang out, this is my beloved Son who delights me. The voice of God rumbled the ripples and eddies beyond the river, echoing through the canyons. It was a special moment, one that John would play over in his mind for the rest of his life. He didn't know the full story of God's dream, but he was right. Something new was happening. God's world, God's kingdom, was bumping up against the human world, spilling over. That peeled back glimpse into God's world never quite closed again. And the Spirit stayed aglow in Jesus. It shimmered and settled and echoed through God's words. This child belongs. This child is beloved. This child is a delight. I wonder what it was like to be at the river that day at Jesus' baptism. Could you see Jesus glow? Could you hear God's voice? Did the Spirit really look like a dove? As we wrap up our time together each day, we want to say a liturgy together. Liturgy is just a fancy word that means a public show of prayer or worship. A lot of the times, liturgies are said together during worship, just like how we say the Lord's Prayer together every week at Highland. Our liturgy words come from a blessing we use at Highland. I'm going to say a line, and then you repeat it back to me. And soon, we'll have it all memorized. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love.
May my heart know God's love.
May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.